लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। बिहाइंड द सीन्स, oh yes, exclusive insights, absolutely, eccentric characters, you bet. So pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals, and now let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, I'm going back to an actor. And I think to some Italian roots, we will find that out. I'm very happy to have him. I was a bit waiting to ask him because I was, not shy. It was a bit, I don't want to be bothering to ask him because he had so much to do, so much to shoot. Good for the audience, and I'm now finally having him in my podcast, and I'm happy, and I say hello to Nick Ritacco. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful. And yes, while I've been very busy, I'm very happy that we got to connect and make time to do this. So this is great.
I'm not stalking you for 2 years. No, that's the wrong. I'm following you.
We've been in contact, you know, we talked, we were chatting
I think it started with when you were on a way to a shoot, and it was I think 5 a.m at your place in the morning, and in my place it was already 2 p.m and you were so, oh damn shit, it's dark outside, and I sent you a picture from the sunshine here in Germany and said, well then good morning to you, but here it's already afternoon. I think so, in that way it started, and it was straight after my heart surgery when we wrote. So it was a good, let's say, for me it was nice to get in contact with other people not knowing about this heart surgery stuff, because at that time a lot of people here in my area were all, oh that's so bad, what happened to you, oh Michaela, that's so shitty, and everyone was so, oh no, you have to be more careful. I didn't like that. I would love more talking about other stuff, so the verticals were great at that time. And you were one I started watching in 2023, and I think a few months later I saw the first one with you. It was, I'm so bad at titles, I can tell you. Don't ask me about the title stuff. Holy moly. I think the first one was that one you did with Brooke.
Oh yeah, yeah, the vampire one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been we shot that in that was December of, was that December 2023? Yeah, I think it was. Holy cow. Yeah,
because the first month I avoided the vampire and werewolf stuff. It was too, I don't know. I thought so.
Cringy,
really?
Maybe a little cringy.
Yeah. No, I don't know what the thing was about it, but I thought so. Oh, come on. That's so unrealistic. Even the other verticals are realistic, you know. But, at some point, I started watching first the werewolf one, and then I thought, okay, weird, a bit weird. I'll give a shot to the vampire one, and that was so, okay, also weird, but I kind of liked it, so.
Yeah, vampires are a little bit easier to, I think a little bit easier to do on a lower budget than werewolves, yeah.
But there haven't been lately so much vampire ones, right?
No, I guess the genre is not quite as popular as the werewolf genre is very popular. I feel like every other vertical right now is a werewolf vertical.
To be honest, I haven't seen so many werewolf ones lately.
Oh no. Okay, well that's good. Yeah, they're starting to also we're branching into other genres, trying out new things, which I
There
think
were a
is
lot of sports vertical and a
yeah,
lot of
so
cooking verticals
yep.
lately. So
Yep.
that was the ending of the last year, the cooking and the sporty ones.
Yeah.
So let's see what kind of stuff we will start in 2026. But I'm so badly hoping that the first pirate one will get released soon, because it was the second pirate one you were shooting. There was another filmed in Canada
That's right. There is.
already.
I know there's another one that's there in. I think they're in post-production. So theirs may come out soon. I know. I just wasn't sure if they had an app or not. That sort of seemed like where they were at right
When
now.
I spoke with Nick Westaway for the recording, I recorded with him 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks
Okay.
ago, not so long time ago, and he told me that they already met to see the first complete raw version, and they are letting now in the post-production they get a kind of soundtrack. Someone is doing some new music for the background and
Original.
stuff
That's
like, and
wonderful.
I think that takes time, but as far as I know, the post-production is nearly finished, but I
Okay,
don't know
cool.
if they have the platform. But
That's
I'm
the
hoping that they are having a platform.
thing is it may like they may it be I hope they get a platform, but if they don't and ours does well, I bet they do get a platform. You know what I mean? So like because ours is already platform sponsored, so like they'll pump ours out, we'll see how it does. But like I think the genre works really well. Wonderful power dynamics, intrigue, tension, and I'm really proud of the work we did on ours, and I think it will open doors for other genres in general.
Yours will be released on MyDrama, right?
Correct. Yeah, on my drama.
MyDrama lately took a lot of risk for new storylines, to be
Yeah,
honest.
they've been dabbling, which I really respect. You know, I think that's I think we need more of that. We got to sort of figure out what comes next, right? We can keep doing the same old stuff still, but it's we do need to branch out and create just other environments for us to play in. And I think that more companies are going to start doing that as well.
Where did you shoot your pirate one in LA?
So we were in LA. Believe it or not, there is a castle in LA, and we shot there.
Really?
Yeah. So we shot at this castle for 5 days. And then we were down in San Pedro and we were on a boat.
Yeah, I saw
And
the boat and I was thinking, huh? Where did they get this big boat?
we got two separate or two boats over 3 days. But one of the days we spent the entire day at sea. We got there, hair and makeup, got everything done. And then we set sail at like 9:30, and we got back around 6:30, 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Did you get seasick?
Nobody got seasick. It is a
Really?
remarkable thing. Yeah, I mean we were they had so much Dramamine and Bonine, and they had patches as well for people to wear, like herbal patches and stuff that
Okay.
the crew, the actual crew of the ship recommended.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just incredible. It was wonderful, and the crew that was there, that was crewing the ship while we were out there, they were great. And then the 2 days that we weren't at sea, we were just in the dock area. But they were all there watching what was happening. Like it was fun for them as well. They got to dress up as pirates and be part of the movie. You know, it was really cool.
Let me know. Have you ever dreamt about being a pirate as a kid?
Oh yeah, oh yes, I definitely have.
So a dream come true.
Absolutely. And I the whole time, let me see if I can find this. I've got a photo of me as a pirate as a kid.
On
But
Halloween or stuff or what?
it was a birthday party. It was like one of my first themed birthday parties. I'll find it at some point, but and then I'll send it to you and you can throw it
Yeah.
on the
No,
thing. But yeah,
because I don't know any boy who never dreamt about being a pirate.
Yeah, it's so fun. And Pirates of the Caribbean was like a defining movie trilogy for me. Like I still love those movies. And when you think about it, Us Americans, we don't really get the opportunity to be pirates. It's very much like a British accent, like they hire mostly British actors, and that's how it goes.
So, how
So
was
they're
the
very proud of
reaction
it.
when you get the offer to do that?
I was stoked. I was more so just I was in disbelief that somebody had greenlit a pirate vertical. I was just I couldn't I was very much in disbelief. Now the creative team I've worked with before, which was Scotty Mullen, who wrote and cast it, and then Dylan Box directed it. This is my fourth time working with Dylan. We shot a film together back in 2020, mid-year 2023, and then I've been in three of his verticals that he shot as well. So yeah, he's incredible. Scotty's wonderful. Scotty wrote a wonderful script, and we were working with so Emma Reinagle was the how do I the Keira Knightley character. No, though she was like the damsel in distress, but not really. Like she kicked butt as well and held her own. And she's wonderful to work with too. We'd worked together before with Dylan. So yeah, it was just a really great like creative mesh of wonderful people that I love working with. We're all really talented and passionate about making something really cool. So, yeah,
Was
it
that
was
the first time you were sad when the shooting was over because you
I
liked the
yeah.
role so badly?
It wasn't the first time, but the whole time it was happening, I knew that when this wrapped up, I was gonna feel it. And just because we were all giving so much of ourselves, it really like it didn't feel like work at all. And there are some days that stuff feels like work, and some days that stuff is like really it's just really fun, and you can just kind of get swept away in getting to play, and the whole shoot was that we all just gave so much of ourselves. So like there was this like release, like catharsis, exhaustion, just like wonder at what we had done. And yeah, of course I was very sad that we had finished, because getting to be a pirate for 8 days was just awesome. It was heaven. So
I think
yeah.
so. No, because I saw a few BTS and I thought, oh, that looks really like a pirate one. You know, sometimes in a vertical, it looks so unrealistic because it's you cannot feel the role, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
And
100%.
even seeing a picture, I felt like I'm totally seeing real pirates. That was so cool.
You
And
just got to give credit to again, it's like it starts with Dylan and like sort of the people that he has on his team, his production company. But our costumer Nicole
I have
was
with her a
incredible.
recording in 2 weeks.
Oh, really? You do? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
She's heaven. She's incredible. I've worked with her three times now. And she just like that makes the movie, is the is all of the costuming and everything, just like all of like the little details. And she doesn't ignore the little details at all. She and you can tell she's so passionate about her work as well. And it was a wonderful meeting of passionate creative people, and we
Yeah,
all grew.
I've also recording with Amy. Amy, what's her second name? Also, she did also some costume and makeup stuff.
Amy, oh yeah, I mean
Amy.
Amy. She was doing our hair and makeup. Yeah, Amy.
Amy, what's her second name? Kazatsa. Exactly.
Yes, Amy Gazzazza. That's right.
I'm recording with her
She
also.
was so wonderfully collaborative. Like we had spoken, about a week before the shoot, and we were just talking about building a character with what it was that my hair looked like, bandana, makeup, scars, tattoos. And we both got to just have so much fun, and she's so talented as well, and she's so collaborative. It was yeah, it's just I'm gonna get like giddy and then start crying about it.
So you are hoping for a second part of this one?
Oh yeah, but we would love a sequel. Absolutely. I think we all had so much fun,
Did you end with a shitty
there was no cliffhanger. It's sort of
cliffhanger? Then it's
how do I put
hard
this?
for a second part.
Well, think of it like, so you remember the end of the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie? You didn't really need two more movies, but you could make them. That's where we ended, sort of. Like it's like it wraps itself up nicely. Like there's a the things come together, but there's certainly the
That's
world is closed.
smart. That's
Yeah.
smart because the verticals with the really shitty cliffhanger in the end, which screams for a second part, never gets a second part.
Never get one. No, never get one. And that's because I think it's mainly just relying on just this, like, a specific storyline. Whereas this is the world is very much built for us. And so, like, you can think of other stories, other things that would happen in these people's lives in this world because the world is so specifically built. It's sort of a playground. So I hope we get a sequel. That would be awesome.
And let me take a guess. Hopefully, no banquet scene in the
I have good news for you. There is no banquet scene. No banquet scene. There are some fun like crowd scenes and stuff, but like it's very
Yes.
there's very you know
But
there's
not
not a bunch of
40
people standing in a
episodes
circle.
of
Yeah,
whole shitty banquet stuff.
no. We're not all
Whew.
standing in a circle and insulting each other
You know, and
and.
in a pirate one, kidnapping make totally sense. So I'm totally fine with kidnapping and stuff like that in the pirate one. But I spoke with my review ladies when we were doing the monthly recap, and we were all surely thinking that there won't be an any banquet shit.
No banquets, no banquets.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay, that's first good news. Do you know how many episodes
I'm
there will be?
assuming we'll probably end, but I'm trying to think. I would guess upwards into the 50s. It's probably around the same length of High Stakes Heartthrob,
Okay.
which we shot together back in when was that? September, October of last year came out, and then we ended up recording.
Okay, so my drama has to change one thing because right at the moment you cannot get a membership there. You can watch only verticals with coins.
Oh, wow. Okay. That I didn't know.
And I sent them a few emails before and said, could you please end this shit watching with coins? And they wrote me back and
Oh, they
said,
wrote you back, right?
yeah, you know, I was a bit moh, I think I thought. The thing was Roberta Sparta shot a vertical in Italy, which dropped also on my drama, and she asked me if I would watch it and give her my opinion. And I said, Roberta, problem, you can only watch with coins on my drama. That's really shit. And then she said, yeah, but maybe if you send them an email, they can make a deal with you and give you coins to watch. So I sent them an email and said, listen, you are nearly one of the only apps which doesn't offer memberships, a weekly membership, or because on my drama is so much good stuff. All the Ukrainian verticals,
And they're
mostly of them.
trying, like you were saying, they're trying new things as well, which I think is
Yeah.
sort
And
of.
they wrote me back. Okay, they offered me a deal. If I would write a review about this app and I would send them a screenshot about this app, they would give me 20,000 coins. And I said, what's the problem doing a weekly membership or offering a weekly membership? Because I know a lot of the audience people who would love to take a membership to watch the verticals there. And then they told me, yeah, we were thinking about it maybe with the next update. And then 2 weeks later, they asked me, are you open to for this offer? And I said, no, I want to purchase a membership. I'm waiting until it purchases a membership. And I will write them again if they don't have a membership when your pirate vertical is dropping, because a lot of the people don't like watch with coins.
Yeah,
So
no, it's way easier if you can just pay for your pay for a week, pay for a month, and then you get yeah, and you watch, and then if you
and
want to
you can
renew,
watch all the shows for free, you know? If I would watch, I'm not patient enough to watch with coins, to be honest, because you can earn coins by watching ads. And then you cannot watch only 5 ads per day, then you have to come back on the next day. And I'm
Next
not
day.
patient enough. I'm not patient enough. I love to purchase a membership to watch straight all the shows I would love to watch. Watch it straight from the beginning till the end. No disruption.
It's like Netflix. Yeah, it's you pay for your membership, you get to watch. I think the future of verticals is going to lean more towards you pay your, say you pay like a subscription, but it's not, it's not quite as expensive, but like there's ads involved. You just have to like, that's like a commercial break in a TV show. I think that might be where things tend to lead. Then you're not like, paying every five, just like little microtransactions. I think that's where we're going. Well, it's gonna
Hopefully,
take.
because with this big amount of apps we have lately, you cannot purchase everywhere.
No, there's too many
Then
avenues.
I'm bankrupt. Sorry.
Yeah, and then you can't watch anything. That's your, yeah.
That's
So.
a thing. So I'm hoping that, let's say, what do you think, 2 months until yours will drop?
I think, yeah, we're probably looking, so it's February. I'd say sometime late April, early May, sometime around there. That'd be my guess. That's about how long post-production took for the last one I worked on with this team. However, there may be other requirements for this that I'm not thinking of, involving music, involving, there's tons of sword fighting. That takes a lot of time in sound and post-production to just work
Tons
on,
of sword fighting.
Oh
Did you
yeah. I fight just about
do
everybody.
some training or
So
courses or stuff?
I did a lot of training, sort of like in terms of like stage combat and on-screen combat. And a ton of my stage combat training is in small sword, single sword. I did rapier and dagger. Like I did a lot of sort of like for the stage combat. And that sort of translated perfectly to this,
Oh.
and we were choreographing fights kind of like on the fly because we don't have a ton of time in pre-production. We're not meeting to choreograph fights before we shoot, so like in the middle of the day, Dylan is out there. He's like, "Right here, come here." They're setting up something else. He's like, "Come here," and we would work out a fight. We'd work out the beats of the fight and then teach it. He'd teach me my side. We'd play, then we'd work on the side for whoever I was fighting. We'd play, and then like we would just when we had a break, we would be fighting. We would learning how to make sure everything was making sure everything felt good and fast, and yeah.
I understand more and more why you liked it. Fighting,
Oh,
being a
yeah.
pirate. Holy crap.
I can just think of that. I mean, there was one day I had three separate fights. Two of which involved the swords the whole time. One of which we lose our swords. It gets like there's a dagger and fighting, and then there's a another day with a sword fight. There's another day with yeah, I mean I can think of like six fights in my head that just my character was involved in. So lots of
Always
combat.
fighting, always troublemaking.
Yes, exactly.
So,
That's the pirate's life. It's the pirate's life.
yeah,
So
raping, kidnapping,
yeah,
fighting,
just ransoming people,
getting
and
drunk.
yes. Well, that is the one part of this that maybe we maybe not quite as enough rum. There should have been more rum. There's only one scene with rum, so
Only one.
yeah. But we're busy doing other stuff.
Did you have a bird like the classic pirates or having always on the shoulder
There
one?
was no. That would have been really fun, but no, we.
Because I spoke with Danny Farber and he told me that maybe he is shooting also a pirate one.
Oh,
And
cool.
I don't know if you know that, but Danny Farber always puts an Easter egg in every vertical he's shooting.
No, but a bird would be really funny. That would be
Yeah,
great.
he's putting in every vertical the word skunk.
Skunk. Oh, wow.
Skunk,
Okay.
yeah. Anyone is in every vertical, someone is saying in a kind of situation skunk. And he said when we were recording, yeah, I'm not sure already how I can put that in the pirate one. And I said, listen, get a bird which
And yeah,
saying, you're a skunk. And he said,
that's
oh, that's the
oh my
idea.
God. Yeah. That's the
So
that's yeah, all right, perfect. Yeah, you've
maybe
solved it.
he, if he will do the pirate one, he will have a bird and the bird will say skunk. It's, I tell you the fun fact, that's because of me then.
That's because you get your creative. Yeah, I love
Because
it.
I gave him this idea. And I said, that would
That's
be
awesome.
so funny having a bird on the shoulder and saying, you're a skunk.
We didn't have the bird. It's up to, yeah, he's got to get a bird in his. Yeah, the bird didn't
How
make it to
cool
our
would
wedding.
that have been, a
I
bird?
know, yeah. Just a little parrot on the shoulder would have been,
Couldn't you
that's
have
what you get
asked who
when you
what's the
talk to
name
Nicole.
of him with Najib, the an actor is having a bird, a white one, Najib or stuff like that? What is his name? Oh shit, I forgot. The best friend of Seth Edeen.
Oh, I met him.
He's having a white bird who can talk Najib.
Oh, really? Okay, let's try that out.
Yeah. Maybe he, yeah.
Already trained? Yeah.
Yeah.
So in my mind it was a fake parrot, but now if we're gonna go real parrot the whole time, now we're talking. Now we're
We are
talking.
not talking about fake.
Oh
Verticals are never fake.
no.
Hello? The
Yeah, real parrot.
jewelry, all is real in a vertical stuff. That was so funny. Sometimes you see exactly that it's stuff from Amazon,
Yeah.
which is in the auction, 20 billion. Yeah, come
Really?
on.
That's $20.
What? Yeah,
Yeah.
to $20 in Amazon, fine of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm craving for a parody of making a vertical
So
exactly because of that stuff.
Brooke was talking about, she's like, she wants to do a show that is a making, like the making of a vertical, but it's a vertical that's a making of vertical. And
Yeah.
I was just like, that she's, I keep hoping she just runs with that idea.
Yeah.
I think it would work so well.
Absolutely. A
Yeah, I think
parody
it's
out
great.
of making a vertical. And when I recorded with Ryan Larson, he said, yeah, he would be so in. And he brought up the idea that you see in the typical coffee shop, you see always in the vertical stuff, you're seeing two people slapping each other and coming back 10 episodes later in the same coffee, they were all still slapping.
Slapping
And I
each
said,
other. Yeah. Great. I love it. No, I think
there
it's
is
hilarious.
so many stuff you can put in a parody, making a vertical.
Yeah. And then it's really fun for us actors as well, because
Yeah.
like you just had the like you get the freedom to be like, oh wait, I get to just sort of like have fun and make fun of what I do. I'm so down for that. Yeah.
I'm
Sounds like
sure
fun.
there will be a lot down for that
Yeah,
because
so much.
enough drama, we need more comedy and fun in the vertical stuff.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a big push towards comedy this year in particular. I think
I
a lot of
recorded with a production team from Vietnam, a production team from Viglu. And one of the ladies told me that she is always checking out what in China is actually more filmed to get an idea what would be maybe possible to do also in Western. And she told me when we recorded that lately in China were filmed so many comedy ones.
Oh, good. Okay, good. That bodes well for us then. Yeah.
But let me ask you one thing. Do you think if the comedies are hitting good in China, it makes sense to translate the scripts? Because I'm not sure if the humor in China is the same one like in the US, for example.
Yeah, I think like, yeah, word for word, probably not so much. Maybe some of the relationships between people, some of the action, some of the general storylines, I think would probably work pretty well. I think that the, yeah, there's probably specific jokes, that don't go over, and you'd have to like change some things. But I think at the end of the day, comedy is all about people's relationships to either each other or like what it is that they're doing or what they're going through, and that sort of is universal, like the
Yeah, true.
sort of funny situations, funny irony, stuff that the audience is in on that the characters don't know. I think that's there's tons of room for that in verticals, and I hope we keep pushing in that direction, so it's not all so drama heavy trauma stuff, that it's there's hey, we got room for some laughs too. Yeah.
When did you shoot your first vertical? When was that?
The first vertical I shot was my billionaire CEO's obsession. And that was in 2023, right around the 4th of July. So I remember we wrapped like a day or two after 4th of July. So that was like June into July.
So let me ask you one thing. In the last monthly recap, I spoke with my review ladies. We were discussing about that the verticals in 2024 or late 2023 in the storylines were not so heavy and full of crap. Sorry for saying that, but it's crap. Like the verticals in 2025. And no one can come up with the reason, yeah, but the verticals in 2025 went better because the 2024 verticals were really big hits. Like, take a look at Breaking the Ice or Double Life of My Billionaire Husband or whatever. These storylines were not so full on overloaded with the whole vertical trope shit.
Could not agree more. And I think that's my biggest beef right now with where the space is at, is I don't understand why we are like what a lot of views to me, a lot what a lot of views means, and people talking about stuff, that means retention. That means people are coming back to continue to watch this or telling their friends about it. That means that like the show is making it more than just an impression. It's making an impact on people. And if a show can do that without all of the crap, I don't understand why we need to make crap, why we still need to make stuff that is so trauma ridden, that is so abuse heavy and violent towards women. Like, yeah, really just like trauma based viewership. It just drives me nuts because like
And
mo the
it's
most
getting
popular
more
love
and
shows.
more worse.
Well, we're just pushing it to the extremes, right? Like we're seeing
Yeah.
how people seem to be like, how far can we go? How far can we go? And I know I've lost a lot of jobs lately because there's been several things in scripts that I've refused to do. Things that I'm just like, we no longer need to be a part of this. Is it possible to change this in a specific way that still tells the story that we're telling without having to include this stuff that nobody wants to see? You know, it's a the response to seeing a lot of the traumatic stuff is really just it's just shock response. Like we can't look away because it's so shocking. And that doesn't scream retention to me. That just screams like a single impression. Somebody's like, whoa, what is this? Oh gosh, well, all right, I don't want to watch any more of that. And I move on.
Yeah.
We make those stories. We want to make stories that people come back to, that people that help, you know, better people's lives. And
As
I think that
Aline from I Love Vertical, she always says in the monthly recap, she wants cozy stories.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, something
that's
that's
true. That's so true.
yeah.
Lately, we talked about a show which dropped last month, and none of us finished this show watching it. None of us, even Dahlia from Vertical Films Lover, and she's normally a straight to the end watcher, also Caitlin from Verticate, and even these two ladies didn't finish it. And it was the first vertical ever Verticate didn't finish, and she watched more than 1,000 verticals in her life, and that one was the first one she didn't even finish. Because in this vertical were crossed so many boundaries and lines. It was in 16 minutes they used AHV as a weapon to threaten people. There was murdered two animals so disgusting way that her dogs were so annoyed by the sound which was produced. Then there was a big banquet shit and a lot of other shit stuff in only 16 minutes. And she said, I understand banquet scenes. It's okay. I have kind of big tolerate, but that one, no way. And everyone I asked didn't watch this vertical because we are now starting, as I said, using IHV as a weapon to threat people in a vertical.
Right.
What
Right.
happened to murder animals in this vertical? Directly you saw it and it was so disgusting. And I watched the vertical for the first time. That there was a red flag for me. There was a child slapping an adult and didn't get disciplined. The adult slept for 40 episodes. The child slept for 40 episodes, the female lead.
The female lead, of course, yeah.
And in the end, the child recognized that she was her mother. And that was the whole story. But on the first 40 episodes, the child was so disgusting to the female lead. And the male lead, as her father of the child, was sitting right next on the table and eating and did nothing.
Yeah, but now I want to be very careful about how I say it because I don't go into this blaming the actors or the creators
No.
at all. Like everybody needs to work. Everybody is trying
Yeah.
to make a living doing this, and we don't always. We're not all of us are in a position where we can say no to things. Sometimes
Yeah,
we're just like,
I
I gotta take
totally
this job.
understand.
But like, I just feel for all of the creatives involved in that because it's just a sign that like. It feels like we're willing to weaponize anything in order to get viewership, not retain viewership, just to get initial impression, get people through the paywall, get them to pay enough coins that they've like you've made a little bit of money off of their like disgust or interest or like weird curiosity, and then you're like, I can't do this anymore, and you're gone, but they've already made some money off
Yeah.
of you're watching it. And that is what right now I just get nervous for the space. I want us to get away from that. Retention is the key. Creating a community, cozy stories, just a place that like people feel there's so much in the world that makes the world feel dangerous to us right now and like taps into our anxieties. Like I would argue that just about every news alert on our phone is like an assault on our mental health right now because
Yeah, it
nobody
is.
because news right now is not good news. Good news is not what sort of draws attention or viewership. It's the terrible things going on in life. And so I'm like, if we can provide a space for people to feel safe,
Yeah.
why aren't we doing that? Because those spaces are so few and far between right now, it feels like.
Yeah, and
And
I had the
also
feeling in 2024 it was more cozier than it is right
yeah.
now.
When you well, you just listed all those shows that did wonderfully, that had amazing viewership, and none of them are shows
There were two slaps, maybe, and that's
yeah.
it. No
And none of
kidnapping,
them
no miscarriage,
yeah.
no beating to death, no
Nicking pregnant
murder,
women in this and
nothing.
doing all yeah, like it's and I think that there are people in this space that really are working towards that are fighting for a future that is that takes care of its viewership as opposed to sort of takes advantage of our of their natural like trauma response, curiosity to the things that like are shocking, you know.
Yeah.
I just hope that we all get to a place where like we see that that's they may still keep making those types of shows, but what if we also offer something else? And that's what I just hope.
That and the next part is there are no trigger warnings for that kind of
None,
stuff.
none at all. None at all.
You start watching it and you walk straight into that.
Yep. And
And I
the game
hate
is
that. I hate
without the trigger warning, they're banking on you being so shocked, so traumatized, so hit by what it is that you see that you don't look away until it's there's a little bit more money to be made. It really is a taking advantage of a viewership in a way that's like we've got to get away from that. So
I'm a really strict switch off
yeah,
vertical
well, good,
viewer.
good. And that's a heck of a talent. And my hat is off to you.
If I see two, three episodes, then I give it a try and skip the next 10 episodes. And if I will see the same shit 10 episodes later, sorry, I'm done.
You're out. Yeah, you're out. You're out.
I'm done with the vertical. No, because it's so. I have a godchild which is disabled, and lately there were shows with disabled people where they put the disabled people for punishment on a leash.
Yeah,
Really?
we're weaponizing this level of bullying is just
That
like
is so disgusting. And for me, it was so hard when I saw that this child actor had to slap an adult multiple times. Okay, it's an actor's job, but as a child, you cannot tell me that that doesn't affect the child at all.
Mean, even as an adult, sometimes the body doesn't know the difference. But
No.
especially as a child, I think there's a lot of conversations people are having now about children actors in the space and like what it is we should be, like what stories we should be asking them to tell and which ones we should
Yeah.
not have them in, you know? And I think
Yeah.
that those lines are still blurry right now. And I've worked with incredible child actors on the space. Just like my heart is so full. I've got one coming out with Lillian Corlucci. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her. She's just the most adorable little girl who's really really talented as well, wonderfully professional on set. And ours luckily wasn't one with any of that, like sort of crapping. But
Lillian, what Lillian
Lillian Corlucci is her name.
Carlucci?
And I met both her parents. They're awesome too. And it's just like, yeah, our set felt really safe, but you don't know that like other sets could end up having those storylines that are ones we need to get away from.
Do you have the feeling that the platforms really listen to the audience and the actors, what they are demanding?
I don't know. I'll be honest, I really don't know. I think that there are people at every platform that are lower down the totem pole, people that you would interact with, that do listen. Now the question is, once they've listened and say they relay their messaging and their information to people who are higher up in the company, people who are really truly making these executive decisions, who are clicking the button to green light something, who are spending money, are they truly listening or not? And I don't have the answer to that question. Now, what I do know is that there are going to be new platforms. There are going to be some
More
American,
platforms.
well, American market platforms that are sort of trying to blend what is, the verticals, but sort of blend the what we've been doing for 2.5, 3 years with something new. That
Okay.
is maybe a little bit more brand related. I shot one for that Procter and Gamble produced. Procter and Gamble, their native is their brand. Shot a, you know, I think we're somewhere around 50 episode vertical that is going to
Okay.
be that is brand sponsored technically. And the brand is sort of it's part of the story. It's not overt. It's kind of covertly part of the
It's
story.
not like the Shein product
No, it's not like a
placements in
Shein. It's not like a
the
like,
really
oh,
short
that's why we
ones.
do a Shein commercial. No, we sort of seamlessly like worked it into just the storyline.
Okay.
It's so that vertical is called the Golden Pear Affair. That'll be launching next week, and I'm sort of curious to see how it is
Where?
received. But so it's going to have its own website. It's its own thing right now because it will eventually be on an app.
Okay.
But because it's sort of like. Because we're partnered with Native Procter and Gamble, like it's going to be very like web-based advertising as
Okay.
well. But I'm curious to see how that one does. I think it's pushing the verticals in the right direction. Like, yes, we're getting brands involved is automatically going to make things cozier. It's automatically going to make things less.
Hopefully. You know, I
Yeah.
was hoping that the Christmas verticals were cozy like they were in 2024, but
No.
bullshit. There were
Yeah, no.
only two really Christmas verticals with Christmas storylines. And surprise, both published on Drama Pops, made in Lithuania or Turkey. All the Christmas verticals shot in the US were a normal, typical vertical trope shit with the Christmas tree in the background. That's it.
And it's like, oh, we're pretending that this back. And that's my worry with some of the branching out with new genres, is that we're just going to call something a new genre. Like we're just going to dress people differently, you know, but
Yeah.
we're just going to do the same
Yeah.
thing, you know? And so that's the worry that I have. I was like, oh, like if we do like a Greco-Roman Vertical, you know,
Yeah.
the gladiator vertical. Are we just gonna dress people up in togas and have them still slapping each other? Is
Yeah,
that what, you know, it's like
that's it.
that's not the point. That's not the point at all. So I just hope that that's not the direction things go either.
Okay, question. Did
Hopefully
your
this hopefully this
pirate
pirate
one
crew doesn't.
has a lot of typical vertical trope shit in it?
I wouldn't say a lot of typical like the there are going to be some moments where you're like,
Yeah.
oh, I see what you're doing here. There are without I just don't want to give away too much of the story.
Yeah.
There certainly are moments where you're like, okay,
It's a
I see.
vertical.
This is still a vertical. This is still like because again, we're making a pirate movie with 50 cliffhangers,
Yeah.
essentially. So there is that challenge, right? And so like while we all would have loved to just make a pirate movie, that's not what we're making a pirate vertical.
Yeah, it's a
And so
vertical still, yeah.
there needed to be some chopped up moments, some things that felt a little bit more episodic than part of a greater story at
Yeah.
times.
Yeah.
But there's no like female whoosh, there's no like all this stuff. There's not a yeah, like there a lot of the a lot of the things that could have been, I want to phrase this properly. Dylan's an incredible director and like saw what was on the page and was like, okay, got it. I know how to shoot this in a way that it's like, it's not exactly what's on the page. I'm interpreting what's on the page. We're creating the tension. We're creating this moment, but it's not like over verticalized at all. So
Okay.
I'm really happy with how a lot of that turned out.
No, because
And
lately there were so many. I spoke, for example, with Mark Pontarelli, and I asked him, "Have you done a Christmas vertical?" Because we spoke right before Christmas, and he said, "Technically, yes." And I
yeah,
said,
yeah.
"What meant technically?" And he told me, "To be honest, I wear in one scene a Christmas sweater. And at the end of the vertical, the child is saying, "And Merry Christmas," and that was it. And I
And that's
said,
it. Yeah. You're like,
"Oh."
it's not a Christmas vertical at all. We're just doing the same thing. And yeah, I love Mark, by the way. Mark, my Italian brother, Mark Ponerelli.
Yeah. Mark and I decided that you have to go with him and Michael Vaccaro to Italy. Because,
Say less. Let's get
listen.
Roberto involved. I'm so in. I'm so in.
Listen, we had an idea because I spoke with Kirby Elwood, and Kirby and I, because Kirby never shot in Europe, and Kirby wants to shoot here in Europe so badly. So Kirby and I decided, because I want to see criminal verticals like Sherlock Holmes and Miss Marple style, like that. So we decided I will win the lottery, the European lottery.
You're good.
And then we will do in six countries in Germany, in Italy, Lithuania, Turkey, Scotland, and France. We will do a serial, criminal verticals out of six serials, with
Nice.
the two leads always the same. They have detective ones, they have to
Yeah,
solve in every country a criminal case. They will
love it.
also take my young dog for a sniffing dog. Detectives
Of
always
course.
need.
You got to have, yeah,
Yeah.
100%.
And the fun part was Mark wants to hop in. And then he said, yeah, he wants to shoot in Italy. And
Yes,
then
so
I
fun.
told him, okay, you can do the criminal one in Italy. And he said, yeah, I will do that in Rome. And then I said to him, you have to take Michael Vaccaro with you because he's Italian and he speaks Italian. And then he said, yeah. And Mark is always told that he looks like you,
Yeah,
like you
we
were
give him sibling.
brothers. And he told me that he's so honored that he's always called your brother because he said in my podcast, Nick is so good looking. I'm very happy if everyone is telling me that I'm his brother. So
Oh my,
you have
Mark is a handsome devil himself. There's plenty of evidence on the internet to prove that.
No, so
Yeah,
you
I'm
have to go with him to Italy and Michael Vaccaro because I said you can do the criminal one in Rome, then you can ask the Pope if he wants to do a cameo on the vertical because Michael Vaccaro met already the Pope.
Did he
a known
really? All right.
audience. Yeah. So he had the
So
connections.
the Pope is from my hometown. Pope Leo is from Chicago. So I've got a little connection. Let's go. If we're getting the
So,
Pope
yeah.
involved in verticals,
In a cameo.
I'm good.
Without the Pope in the Marx built a title, what was it? The long lost Pope eras or stuff like
Yeah, no, honestly, returns.
that. Or the Alpha Pope, what? I don't know. He's built some titles.
That's
And he
great.
said he wants to go to Italy, to Rome, to shoot a vertical with you, Michael Vaccaro, and the Pope as a cameo in it.
Yeah, I'm on board. You can attach me to that.
Okay.
That sounds
Okay.
wonderful.
But without the Pope in this vertical, you cannot go back. Without the Pope, the vertical is shit.
The vertical doesn't work. Yeah,
No.
we'll talk to Leo. We'll see if we
Yeah,
can
if you have
get.
also connections and Michael Vaccaro visited twice a Pope, that
Hey,
should
listen, I
work.
let's go. We'll get Michael on it. He'll talk to him. I
Do you
just have the
speak
Chicago thing.
Italian?
Un po'.
Un po'.
I got us around. So I went there with several of my buddies back in 2019. And then Brooke and her family and I just went in October for we were only in Rome
I saw.
we were in Spain for a bit and then Rome for 4 days. But I love it. And my dream is to I've been there's a script I've wanted to make since I was 22. Like, so we're going on like 12 years now. I've wanted to shoot an adaptation of a Mario Puzo novel in Sicily. It's called The Sicilian. It's about an Italian bandit named Tullio
An
Giuliano,
Italian bandit. Yeah, that
and
makes sense. In
it's
Italy, a
like,
mafia one or a bandit one.
well, so it's like it involves both. You have the bandit, you have the mafia, and you have the government, and it's sort of these three, and the romance and all this. So I've started developing it myself because that's what we do, that would be my dream to go to Palermo and shoot down there. So. We're just fingers. Let's manifest it. Let's man.
Okay,
We're gonna see
so
how much.
if I will win the lottery jackpot, I will fund your script,
Great.
okay?
Well, then I know what to root for. You got to win the lottery, Michaela.
No problem. Or I have to go back. I did some TV shows here in Germany and won money there. Maybe I should try to get back to a TV
Yeah.
show.
Yeah. That might. Yeah. We can grind our way to a little bit more.
I'm talking right now. You know, here in Germany, verticals are not so common.
Really?
But
Okay.
no one knows what when I start. You know, I have an podcast on my own since 5 years. Very popular in Germany, but it's in German. And when some of your colleagues ask me if they can join this podcast, I said, "Listen, it's a problem. It's in German." So the reason why I found this podcast was okay, we can talk in English about whole vertical stuff because no one knows here really
Got you.
what
Okay.
verticals are. And now, from my family, a cousin of mine, a childhood friend of mine, they all asked me, "Michaela, what's your second podcast about? I don't get it. What is this vertical stuff? Is this a movie or what is it?" And I said, "No." And it's really not typical here in Germany, but candy jar is based in Germany.
Gonna say, isn't candy well formerly Galatea now Candy Jar? There, because when I worked for them, I remember they're a German company.
So, I got some connections here right now. You know, I did also some acting stuff here. So, I know about some production companies, stuff like that. And I saw lately the first casting calls for verticals here in Germany.
That's cool. Yeah,
But,
someone else posted one about Germany too. Yeah.
they were only searching for influencers with a big range of followers. And I wrote the company because I
Were they
shot
looking
with
for
one of them.
German speaking? Was it English speaking or German speaking?
The first casting call, they were for German speaking people, but the second one lately dropped were English speaking actors.
Okay.
Because after the first casting call, I wrote them an email and asked them, are you serious? You can do this really false in a really shit quality. You can put down the German market even if before it has the chance to grow." And they
Right.
wrote me back and then they asked me, How did you know about verticals? And I said them, I can give you some great advice for a great vertical director, for great vertical actors, for experienced actors in this stuff. Or I also recorded with script supervisor, intimacy coordinator. I said, if you need anything for shooting a vertical here in Germany, I'm your woman. And
Good
then they
news.
said, how do you know them? And I said, I talk to them. And I sent them over the link to my podcast. And then a person from Berlin reached out to me. He's doing a pro he not he doesn't own his own production companies. He works together with different production companies, and his origin from Istanbul. He has a big connection to some film schools and stuff like that in Istanbul, and a big network also in Istanbul and in Germany.
Oh, cool.
And we have a lot of contact lately because he's really interesting how this vertical stuff is doing and how it works. So we are on it.
Yeah, good. I mean, listen, you need me to fly to Berlin.
Have you ever
I'm
been to Germany?
no, and I've been dying to go. My stepfather was fluent in German, and like I've always wanted to go, and he and my mom, or he got to go. I think my mom went with him too. But yeah, I really want to
You've never been in Germany, really?
Now I've been in continental Europe. I've been Spain, France, Italy. That's
Super.
it.
You know, I live in South Germany, okay? With the car. We are speaking here with car. You know, it's not so big like in the US. In 1 hour, I'm already in Switzerland. In 1 hour, I'm already in Austria. In two
That's so
hours, I'm in France. In 4 hours, I'm in Italy, in Milan, in Milano, you know?
that's I've been then there I've been there. Yeah, well, I mean, flying over, just like when I flew into Milan, well, actually no, I was flying out of Milan to Heathrow, and you just go over the mountains and you're like, huh, this stuff is really close together.
Milan Heathrow. So from Milan, it's a 2 hours flight to here. And from London, it's also a 2 hours flight to
Hours.
here. And you've never been in Germany?
Never been. I gotta come. I gotta come. I gotta
I'm a bit disappointed now, to be honest.
visit. Don't worry. We'll make it happen, and maybe we'll even get to shoot a vertical there too. You
I'm
keep
on it. I'm on it. But you know, the Germans are always so strict and organized. And they are. Germans are sometimes so. Yeah, we will see. We need more security and safety that this will work. They are not so spontaneous.
They
And
gotta have
I
their own
think
mind.
they are actually totally underestimating how big this industry is already.
It's massive, and it's growing at a rate that I don't think everybody even really realizes. It's getting even,
But I can tell you, we have here some great castles and so great locations to shoot.
It'd be wonderful. Yeah, I think, you could do period pieces there. You could do like or your detective story. Like there's so many opportunities.
And the
It's mind
landscapes are
boggling.
so beautiful here.
And it's time that we stop using the same five mansions in Los Angeles. You know, like
Yeah. And every time the same coffee shop and bar from the outside.
Because they're the
But the
standing
funny
stuff.
part is sometimes when you see some street scenes, you see that the streets were from Germany because the cars they are driving have
Oh, are European.
German plates on it. What
That's
the
funny.
heck?
Well, we shot one in Georgia that was supposed to be Italy, and there's a bunch of Georgia license plates around. It's like, all right, we gotta
That's
impose
so
production control
silly.
of all that. We
Have
gotta
you
move on
ever
to places.
shot a vertical in Europe?
No, and I wanted to go. I mean, I still like I and I'd spoken with Roberta a little bit a long time ago, but I'd love to go. Stephen and Robert and I were talking about shooting our like three brothers vertical in the UK, but also Italy is a possibility as well. So like there's a lot of movement to do it. Gosh, I would love to travel to Europe to do it.
Have you ever been to China for vertical?
I have not been to China either. No, I haven't left the US to shoot. I
Why?
Right. So I do have my Chinese visa. I was supposed to go to China at the very beginning of 2025, but they ended
Okay.
up changing the dates of the production, so I ended up not getting to go. But that was a project I was going to take. But then just the timing hasn't worked out. The dates, the times, because just factoring in travel and prep and all that stuff. I had a really lovely 2025. It was great.
Yeah.
I stayed busy enough, frequently enough that like it just the timing never really worked
So
out.
you haven't even shot in Canada?
No. And
New
we've
York?
New York I have, yep, been to New
Okay.
York. Been to New York and I've been to Atlanta.
Huh. Okay, so I see 2026, we have to get you over to Europe.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, let's I'm more than ready. I got my passport is ready. So
You know, I spoke to a lot of the Italian-rooted actors. You know, in my opinion, a real ver mafia vertical should be shot in Italy.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. That's why I like the bandit mafia vertical. Like I want to shoot it in Sicily. Like I think it makes the most sense. Sorry, we got Cora's coming to say hi now. But that it's very important to me that it is shot there. Like that community is the community that benefits from us shooting there. Just because when you go there, you spend so much money on all this, it's really good for the economy of wherever you're
Yeah, and
shooting
I
this.
was told that shooting in Europe, because I asked a few people why they are flying you all out to Europe or to China to shoot. And then I was told, yeah, it's ex less expensive to fly you over, give you a hotel, food, and the salary than shooting in the US lately.
Yep, that's 100% correct. Again, it depends on how many people you're flying over. If you're flying
Yeah.
over like 15 people, no. But if you're flying over 2 to 4 actors, a director, like now you're talking. It's not them. If it's 5 to 6 people, it is cheaper.
It's not a problem. When I will win the lottery, I will rent a
Yeah.
private jet, you know?
Nice. That we'll all
I
fly together. We'll be.
already got this because Danny Farber also wants to join and Matt Macedo also.
I've never worked with Danny. I've heard great things about Danny, and I know he's from Chicago as well and is a Bears fan, but I've worked with Matt. I love Matt. He's so talented. He's so good. We had a really challenging vertical that we shot together, and he crushed it. Absolutely crushed it. So.
Yeah, when I spoke to him, I had totally the feeling he's born to be a director because he loves the making the visions come true.
Yeah.
And every vertical I saw of him was really great, really.
He does such a wonderful job. He approaches everything with so much heart.
Yeah.
And ours was a challenging storyline that we kind of had to navigate. And I look up to him a lot,
Yeah,
to be quite
and
honest.
he also wants to go to Europe for shooting, so I have to charter a private jet. Get
Yeah.
you all. Hopefully the jet won't crash because that would be bad with a lot of great
Yeah,
vertical actors in
there
it.
goes
And
the investment.
yes. No. So, how many verticals have you done so far now?
Not counting the one I was in Campus Rivals, but it was only one day. I don't count that. And I shot one other vertical project that was short, but it's 41 now that I've shot.
41. That's a lot.
Yeah, but I got started pretty early too, 2020, mid-year 2023.
Yeah, but 41 is still a lot.
It's good. I shot
Holy
17
crap.
last year, and I shot 20 the year before. 2024,
And
I shot 22 projects, 20 verticals. It was a really grueling but awesome. It was such a wonderful, yeah. It was really
You
fulfilling.
served all kind of genres, didn't you? Werewolf, vampires, classic
That's
CEO stuff.
my goal. Yeah, I don't want to get pigeonholed into just doing one thing. So I've liked sort of bouncing around a little bit.
Good
I've
guys,
played.
bad guys,
Yeah.
assholes, lovey-dovey
Yeah,
ones.
and l lately I've been fortunate enough. I've been the good guy. I've just been just because for some of the themes that we've been talking about, I've been a lot pickier about the villains that I play. just with like the storylines, you know, making, you know, we don't want to sort of exacerbate the whole like violence against women sort of situation and all these terrible things. So I've the villains that I've gotten to play have been more like James Bond villains, you know, like
I
or
loved you
Dominic.
in the villain one, or what was the vertical called with Noah and Mariah Moss in it? What was the title?
Something with Eris in it.
For sure.
Something Unwanted Princess Eris, something.
Yeah, stuff like that. Where you are kind of psychopath and manipulating. I love that one.
Purely manipulative, but like my goal wasn't to make Mariah's life a living hell. Like that wasn't my ever, you know what I
You
mean? Like
was more
I was just
the
about world domination. I wanted to use her for something else and like use
You
him
were
and
like the, could we say nice villain? No, it was.
like almost even worse, right? But it's I just like to like I had bigger goal. Like the villain with like bigger goals than like true ambition. The kind of villain that you're like, should I root for this guy? No, he's crazy. Never mind. You know,
Okay,
like.
now I can sympathize. Okay, now. No, next. Minus point. Okay. No, I really love that type of villain roles when you see that they are, you know, like kind of the Joker from Batman. I love this type of villains. I don't like the ones who are only beating up and raping and kidnapping and shooting and.
The first villain I played in a vertical was in I think the title of it was I Got Married Without You. It was way back in 2023. And I was only on for a couple of days. It was like a shorter shoot for me, but my entire they wrote the character and like dressed me like the Joker. And my whole thing was being like manipulative, using her for some greater goal, but not this like you know slapping, hitting sort of thing. Like there were moments where I was rough with her, but like it was like I need you to do this thing for me so that I can like gain what I need to gain. And like you don't like that guy either, you know, like they shared history with the guy. So it was very much like a rooted in something bigger than just beating the crap out of her and making her life awful and that being the only thing I'm worried about. And that's where I feel like a lot of villains have gone right now.
Yeah,
I'm like, what
absolutely.
happened to this? Where's the complexity? Where's the real storytelling? Where's the, you know? And I've now been and like I'm so grateful to the fans that are loud and use their voices to talk about that. But like I've won two awards in the vertical space that are fully voted on by fans for being a villain that everybody appreciates. And I'm like, this is like listen to them. Like this has nothing to do with me. That was the role I got to play. I was like, please listen to the people who are using their voice to say these things.
How
Because
did
that's
you
what they all want.
prepare for this type of characters?
The same way I would prepare for the prep's not so different. It's just what I want and what I'm going after is a little different. You know, that's really
Oh.
that's all it is.
Kind of natural characteristic of the real Nick Ritako?
Well, there's some of it's a bit of a stretch. But it is fun to we get to play, right? Like we're playing pretend. It's a child's game, and when you're in prep, like what is it that I, you know, what is it I'm going after? Who am I in the presence of? Who am I talking to? What am I trying to do? You know, what do I need them to do? Whether you're playing a romantic lead or you're playing the ultimate world dominating villain, those kinds of questions that you ask yourself don't change. Again, like the there's some things that are like true to character, you know, like true to character that are fun, like being a I get to be a little bit unpredictable as the villain. I get to be a little wild. People don't know what's coming. So there's some fun to be had in that. Maybe a little less controlled, a little bit, you know, the top is not pushed so far down, whereas some of the leads, the stoicism is sort of just built in, you know.
So you're played now a pirate. Is there any dream role left you would love to play?
I've been it's so funny you brought up the detective thing, but I've been dying to play a detective. Just and especially like some version of like long form storytelling, like a series of trying to solve
Okay, so I
cases.
assume you are in if I will win.
I'm so in,
Okay.
yeah. I mean,
Okay.
I'd imagine something like not quite as classy as Sherlock, like a little grittier, but like that essence still. Like the things get morally complicated. I don't always follow the rules to solve my cases, but we get the job done. You know, there's that would be a dream for me. Just something where you kind of get to live in something, sit in something, and tell this story.
Like type of CSI or what?
So think so somewhere in but so my sort of motivation would be like True Detective, something that's a little bit more under like CSI is so episodic. Think like somewhere like along like Mindhunters, True Detective,
Okay.
like a longer case as opposed to CSI where you just solve a case per episode, basically. Something that's a little bit more long form.
Yeah, we spoke about one case per episode in different countries and different challenges in the countries, you know. For example, in Scotland, in the mysterious foggy highlands and stuff like
Well, yeah,
that.
you use the location to your advantage when you're creating the case, you know, creating
That
the
was my idea.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I think you got to win the lottery is what it sounds like. So
That's the only, or I have to find the CEO billionaire.
Or that, you know, one or the other. We'll take either.
But yeah, but let's be serious. What would happen more?
Which one's more likely? Well, I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to get to work though. One or the other, and then we'll be over there. We'll be making
Yeah, I let you know immediately
our case.
if one of this thing is happening.
Awesome.
That would be so fun. How much money do we need
To shoot
for the call?
one of them, right? Like, so
Now,
we're
you know, we start with the pilot one and then we hooked all the audience craving for the second part so that it's easier to fund money for the second
for
part.
the
You know,
rest. Yeah,
that was,
I'm
yeah.
with you. Well, we probably need to shoot to get us over there and to shoot it, probably around 200,000.
Okay, so there's then the third option because we have a million euro show here in Germany, a quiz show.
Okay, I like this. I like where this is going. You're gonna win the quiz
That
show.
that's more possible than the other two
Yeah,
parts.
and I think the euro is doing better than the dollar by a decent amount, you know, so that'd win us even more money. So
Okay, I see. I'm on it. I'm on it. And maybe we can check it out to Candy Jar because Candy Jar is always open for kind of new storylines.
I think they would be a good source, and also I think they would, because their storylines also, like, a lot of time, like, their shoots are a little bit shorter, their stories aren't quite so many episodes. Maybe they would vibe with our sort of, like, you know, 20 episodes of one case, 20 episodes of
They
the
have
next.
so many serial ones.
Yeah, and they do sequels. They do sequels. I loved working with, I only got to work with them once, but I loved working with them. So
Okay.
make it happen.
Yeah, 2026 is still going, so maybe we can do it this year.
Awesome.
I'm
Awesome.
on it. I'm on it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Nick, on the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. Every person gets the same five question
Okay.
because I judge people by food. I always want to know what's your favorite dish.
Absolute favorite dish. I had some gnocchi in Rome that might be my
I
favorite
would
dish.
say if you have been in Italy, I assume it would be an Italian
I'm
dish.
like a sucker for like I like pasta, a meat, a vegetable, you know, but like, so I guess like a gnocchi with like a filet mignon next, you know, next, but like, yeah, the yeah,
Gnocchi.
a gnocchi
Okay.
in a bowl and the filet mignon here. That's what I would go for. But if I just had to settle for the gnocchi, that would
Don't
be
forget the
and
gelato for.
the gelato after we go for a walk, we get the gelato.
Holy crap. Everyone was always saying, yeah, it's just ice cream. And I lived for 6 months in Milano. And holy crap, no one can tell me that
It is not
Gelato
just.
in Italy is not the best you can get.
It is not just ice cream. It is, yeah.
No, it's a lifestyle.
It's so good. Yeah, we got every night we were there, we Brooke and I would take a walk and we would try a new spot every night, get a different gelato. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's.
that's good. Gelato. Oh, holy. Now I want to have an ice cream. You know,
Yeah.
we have here in Germany a lot of Italian people opening
Oh.
gelateria and stuff
Yeah,
like that.
good food. The Italians can make their way just about anywhere if they're bringing food with them. Like it's
We
they're
have really
French.
great Italian restaurants here in the south of Germany because Italy is not so far,
It's
so
not far at all, right? Yeah, that's what you said.
Well, you can get really great Italian food here. Yeah. So, next question. Do you have a comfort movie you love to rewatch and which makes you cozy?
Yeah, which makes me cozy. It's tough because there are a couple that are good. The Lord of the Rings trilogy is my comfort
Okay,
movie.
I cannot talk about that. I've never seen them.
All right. Well, highly recommend. Highly recommend. If I had to just pick one movie though, I think well, my favorite movie is Casablanca. So that it's a, I don't know if it's like the code. I love it. Yeah. So I guess that one would probably, if I had to just pick one movie. But the Lord of the Rings trilogy, just like if you need a cozy day, you just put it on and then you just let all the movies run.
Really?
And yeah.
No, I've never seen this one.
So it's the best book to film adaptation of all time. And I say film, not TV, because
Yeah.
like there's other books to TV that people, but I think book to film, it's the greatest adaptation of all time. Yeah.
Who told me also I should watch them? I think it was
Probably
Harrison
somebody
King.
really, really smart with good taste.
Maybe.
Who was it? Who was it?
I think it was Harrison Keane. Or was it Anthony Daval? I don't know. I think it was an Australian guy.
All right. Well, they shot all those movies in New Zealand, so those are probably close to home for them as
They
well.
were totally shocked when I said, I haven't seen any of
Yeah,
them. What?
that's wild that you haven't seen it. Yeah,
I
it's
haven't
definitely
even seen Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is a different beast because that's like
Okay.
eight seasons of something versus just the three movies of the Lord of
Okay.
the Rings. Game of Thrones also the first season of Game of Thrones is, I would say, the best book to TV adaptation of all time. They do an incredible job. So,
To
highly
be
recommend
honest,
both.
since I started watching verticals, I never used my TV again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you've got your TV. It's something else now.
It's so silly. 2 months
Yeah.
before I started watching Vertigo, my TV broke and I got a brand new one, super duper high tech stuff.
Yeah. And
But
then you're like, you don't even, yeah.
oh, we're
Some point,
stupid.
yeah. At some point, you'll probably float back and forth, right? We'll have some vertical content that ends up on the TV.
No, I think I will use it from the next week on because of the Olympic Games.
Yes, we got the, yeah, that's right.
I love watching Olympic Games and they are in Europe, so my time zone.
Yeah, I'm the one who's gonna struggle.
Come
That time zone's bad. I
on
want
for
some.
me. Okay, when they were in Paris, that was also nice, a good time zone
Yeah,
for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But the other games were really shit for me.
But wait,
I love watching the Olympic Games.
where was the summer ones that were, oh, was that in, this wasn't in China, was it?
In
Where did they,
Beijing. Yeah,
in Beijing.
in
Yeah,
Beijing.
they were in Beijing. But were those had to be tough. Those were, that time wise, that's pretty tough for you.
That was a bit shit. Sometimes, to be honest, when, for example, the Vertice or Verticons, the time when you did yours
Time.
with, when you are doing yours with Brooke is also shit. Sorry for saying
Yeah.
that.
I know. 4 p.m.
It's 3 a.m. my time.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, simply no.
It's
It's not
yeah.
European friendly.
It's not. No, we well that's what I was talking to Holly. Holly was out here and we were chatting and we're just like, we just gotta take this show on the road. We gotta go to Europe. We need Verticon Europe, like at some point. You know, we gotta go to the We'll go to, I don't know, what's a good central spot for everybody to meet, you know?
Casey Esther asked me if I will organize the meet and greet for him here in Germany
Yeah, like
somewhere.
that's, I think that'd be great, you know? Like there's tons of people that we'd love to connect with and meet that we just, you know, it's tough to get to
And it's
LA.
Europe, you know? The people from all over there
They
can
can't really,
drive.
yep,
It's not
everybody can
so
get there from
far.
everywhere. Yeah.
But for me, I checked last year how expensive it would be to go to Vodacon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Not in
I
the
need. It was
You're
round
gonna
about
work on winning the winning the lottery.
5,000 euros. It was round
Oh,
about
no.
5,000 euros.
No.
Flight,
Not unless you win the lottery. Then we
hotel.
can talk.
Hello, if I will win the lottery, sorry for that. I won't come to the Vodacon. I have other goals to
You got
use.
other ideas. Yeah, no, precisely. Precisely.
You have to prioritize. You know, if I will win the lottery, I can let come all the actors to my place.
Yeah, that's right.
So
We'll all fly in.
that's for me much easier to say,
Much easier
hey,
than
I'm throwing, you know, I'm hosting every year a big concert in my garden. I think I shot last year. I sent you a picture or 2 years ago. I don't.
Oh, I think you did. Yeah. I think you did.
And Danny Farber wants to play this year at my sound garden.
That's awesome.
He wants to combine it with some shooting projects in Istanbul.
Let's
And then
go.
he will hop over for the weekend to play at my garden. And to
That's
be
awesome.
honest, I'm sure he will do it.
Yeah, no, I bet he
He's a
would. That's
man of
awesome.
his words.
That's
So,
awesome.
what kind of music do you like to get back to the five question quickie?
I've sort of bounced all over the place. I love soundtrack orchestral music when I'm like prepping for a role.
Do you have also pl a playlist for type of characters? I heard that so many times that a lot of actors are having playlists for type of characters to get in the mood.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes only when it like will really help. Like for the pirate one, I was like, I need to listen to different sounds.
Let
And
me guess, you listen to the Pirate of the Caribbean soundtrack.
only once. And then I was like, I can't do this for 2 weeks. I gotta find other stuff. So,
Okay.
yeah. So I started there. I started there and then worked my way around. But yeah, I listen to so much stuff. Like I'll go through phases. I had a country phase, punk rock phase. I find that like music for me is really like it evokes a lot of images in my brain, and so I find it really useful when I'm writing. So depending on what I'm writing, I'll listen to certain stuff as well.
You can concentrate on writing when you are listening to music?
Yeah, I can
Really?
have like sort of like yeah, just like some ambiance going, you know, something
Okay.
going on in the back, and like I do find that it helps with it. So creating imagery, obviously, like writing dialogue is its own beast as well. And so the music sort of fades away in those moments. But yeah, I'll listen to specific stuff when I'm writing as well. But I bounce all over the place. I'm not a big concert person. I was always more of a sports event person than a concert person, as I tried to describe it. So I didn't grow up going to concerts a lot of the time, unless like a buddy was like, "Hey, come on, I got tickets." Most of the time, I go to sporting events.
Oh yes, yeah, so you're a big baseball fan.
Baseball,
Baseball
yeah.
vertical for you?
I would love to. I have not been asked to at all. Yeah, which is a shame. And they've started doing baseball verticals though, so
There
maybe
were
football.
lately a lot of baseball
Yeah,
verticals.
a lot.
That's why I'm
If they
asking.
increase, I would love to be in one. If it was truly a baseball, like if it showed off. Like if I got to play baseball, if it's just like, you know, like sort of like we were
Wearing
talking
the
about.
dress and not
Yeah.
dropping one.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's
I
just that,
got it.
I'm good. But there's a
It
lot
was
of
the same
talented.
with Tyler Scherrer did lately an ice hockey one.
Yeah, and
And
he didn't have to play any hockey.
huh?
And he didn't have to play any hockey. It just was
He
like,
played a lot of hockey
oh, he played a lot. Okay, good, good, good.
because he loves doing ice hockey. And you saw that in the vertical. It fits so well. that you see, you know, sometimes there were some ice hockey verticals where you see that they are sliding over the ice and not this kind of action style, and you thought, really? And you will be the champion on this? No.
They get away with it in verticals a lot of the time, but like I really there's a lot of really good athletes in this space. I know Eric Gilmeta and I were talking. We both love baseball, so we talk about baseball all the time, and we're just like, when are we gonna get to be in a baseball vertical?
Mark
I know
Vega did
Sam
the
might be
baseball vertical lately
Oh, he did? All right.
on
I need
Candy
to
Jar.
That's right. That's right. On Candy Jar. I think I saw that one. Yeah. I
And
need
it's the
to.
same. I was so disappointed by the cooking verticals because, you know, I published a cookbook. I love to cook. I know how to use a knife. But when you saw in the verticals, oh, they cannot even hold a knife properly.
Yeah, no, it's
Really?
not good.
And they are a
Yeah.
two-star chef.
Yeah. Yeah, those skills are very low on the totem pole when they're best, I think is good
Yeah,
to
so,
say.
but what ca type of character you need for as to be a detective one?
Yeah, the detective one, it would be like
Mystery?
yeah,
No.
like say again.
Kind of mystery and
Yeah.
smart one.
Yeah, like mysterious, but like yeah, you have there's like a intelligence, but like calculating, like
Yeah,
constantly like
you have to
absorbing
wear
information.
glasses.
Yeah, really, really observant, you know, doesn't talk but listens, is constantly like, you know, calculating. It's kind of, you know, that sort of, but also like still can handle a gun, you know, is good with a weapon, is you know, when he needs to use it, that sort of
Yeah,
thing.
makes sense. Makes
Yeah.
sense. Okay, so get prepared for this type of role, Nick.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, this is a dream. This is a
Okay,
dream
good.
room.
So,
Let's go.
last two question. If I would come to you and say, Nick, I just started watching Verticals, which one of yours I should definitely have watched?
Which one of mine? Well, faded to my Forbidden Vampire, because it is the only vampire one I've been in, and it's fun. It's so full of love. It's very much a vertical, but it's full of love, and you catch that.
It's a cozy one.
It's a cozy one. It's a cozy one. It's dangerous
It's
but
cozy
cozy. CEO Trap, with myself and Jessica Jacoby. That's
Which
one where she.
platform?
So that was on Drama Short, I think, or Drama Way, Drama something. I can look it up.
Drama something.
I can look it up, but that was that's the one where like I'm the CEO and she's the secret agent. Like
Did I saw this one?
I'm being investigated. She's kind of like handling
When did that drop?
that dropped. It was last year, like in the fall, I
Huh.
want to say. Let me see if I can find here. I'll
Did
send. I'll, I can. I can
I
send that.
miss this one?
Maybe, yeah, no, it was a good one. They initially like dropped an AI poster and we got them to change it, which is always good.
Oh, was that? I saw one of the vertical shows of yours where I didn't recognize you on the poster, and I turned it on and said, "Huh? Nick Ritacco is in it? What?"
Yeah. I don't know why they're doing that, but that's yeah, that's
Yeah,
yeah, driving
we
nuts.
spoke about that also in the monthly recap then, how shitty you were AI'd.
Yeah, it's well, it I don't understand why. Like, if you're gonna do AI, go full, like create something original, go ahead, but don't like AIing our faces does nothing. And if anything, it just makes it so that the audience doesn't know who is in it. And like a
Yeah,
lot
and
of
to be
times.
honest, no one of the actors are so ugly that they needed AI shaped.
No, like
Come
it's
on.
we're like our individual faces sometimes are what, you know, people if they're a fan of your work, they're gonna click on the thing. And if they can't tell
Absolutely.
it's you, they're not gonna do it. So that one, CEO Trap, is very good.
Yeah, let me please know which platform that was.
I'll find that one,
I'm
yeah.
not sure if I saw that.
Love Always Finds Its Way, that Brooke and I shot last year. That's
Yeah,
a good
that was a
one.
nice one.
That's
Also
a
a
fun
cozy
one.
one. The one
This
with
I
you and Brooke are always cozy.
Yeah, well, then it's we've gotten lucky. We got two good stories. Two good
Yeah.
stories. The pirate one, when it comes out, very excited for that. And there's a couple more too out there that are really good, that I'm proud of, that just right now the titles are going to be the toughest part for me.
Are you the self-watcher of your
No,
verticals?
can't do it. I can't do
But
it.
the
I really
pirate
struggle.
one you will watch.
The pirate one, I will. Let's put it,
Yes.
yes, I will watch it. I think that there's, for the pirate one, it might even be one where I want to do like a watch party with everybody, like
And
when it launches, just because like
everyone has to as everyone has to get in a pirate as a pirate
a pirate,
costume.
yeah, dress up as a pirate, all that stuff. Yeah,
That would be so great.
I think it'd be fun, and because like who knows if this doesn't do super well, if people, if you know,
I
even if
can
people
tell
love it.
you it will do well.
Well, I'm hoping so, and I just like it's
Because
just a wonderful opportunity for us all to have a little bit of fun. So I think that that would
I
be really
recorded with a lot of fans and audience people for the podcast. And every time I'm asking, like I will ask you now, the last question of the 5 question quickie, which genre you want to see more on you? Every one of the fans is always saying a pirate one. So I can tell you a lot of people are hoping, waiting, graving for pirate ones. So I'm sure. Hopefully my drama will kick the join
Well,
once.
I was going to say, hopefully they've got, you know, they've won the lottery and they can pump out some ads, advertisement for it, make sure like it's really out there. Because like I know we're all going to do our best, but yeah, we'll see. I just am so proud of the work that everybody did in it that and I think it's going to look really beautiful. So
We will promo that, I can tell you.
awesome. If I had to pick a genre for that we haven't really done yet, though.
Yeah.
I think it is mystery, like true mystery, not like a campy murder mystery, but like something a little bit more noir, you know, something like yeah, like the detective mystery style stuff. That's like you over the course of a full season, you kind of like, you're discovering clues, you're investigating different people, you know, like those kinds of like those mystery novel type stuff, except brought to life.
And don't forget the comedy.
And the com oh no, I think that we're that train is off and running. I think it's now just like we just got to keep making more and more of them and have them flood the space, get rid of some of the other
And I'm
stuff.
hoping for Brooke for musical verticals.
She would crush it. I think she's gearing up for something like that as well. I think that they may have made one already. I know they made it the
Yeah, who JCN told me. When I
yeah.
recorded with her, that someone is shooting a musical vertical. But we have so many talented musicians in the
Yeah.
actor space. Holy
Yeah.
crap.
There's
I
a,
haven't
yeah, again,
recognized that before.
I think it's what's kind of fun about this is this space in particular is it's a bunch of people who have been trying to make it, quote unquote, working as actors. But we're also, we're multifaceted. We all have different skill sets. You have a bunch of skill sets, right? And finally we're in this space that's kind of like bringing all of what it is that we are passionate about to light, and that space didn't exist 3 years ago.
Okay, if I will win the big lottery, you know, the big, I think I will do the second part of your pirate ones.
Yes.
Then I will fund the musical one
Good call.
and truly the parody one.
The parody one would be incredible. Yeah, that'd be so good. That would be so good.
That would be so fun. Oh
Let's
yeah,
see.
a vertical without drama.
Yeah, but like with just like the campiest, like you know, like what did you say? You know, like dun dun dun, like
Yeah.
the eye contact, staring contact. You know, like yeah. I can imagine shots from it right now, and I think it's hilarious. I think it's
Imagine a
hilarious.
banquet scene in a parody.
Yeah,
No,
yeah,
you cannot walk a straight. No, you have to stand there. You have
yeah.
to stand right there.
No. We're
Don't move.
one
Don't
big
move.
circle. Yeah. How dare you take a step to the left? Yeah.
And then the options with, I will bid 20 billions. Oh, come on, that's at Amazon. You can get on Amazon. You don't
Yeah.
get.
I just bought
That
it
would
on
be
Amazon for
so
$20. Yeah.
fun.
1999. Don't worry,
That
it'll
would
be
be
at
so
home in
good.
2 days. And then it's an advertisement for Amazon Prime. There we go.
Now the Prime Day's on Amazon. You can.
Exactly. Oh man, we're making we're
Okay, I
easy.
see we have plans.
We do.
And it's all about the money right now, but we will
We'll get
see.
there. We'll get there. We'll get there.
The hopes are up. Nick, I thank you so much for talking to me for this
Well,
podcast.
thank you. Thank you for having me on
It
and
was really nice meeting you in person.
yes, this is great. And I'm glad that we, you know, that this community is sort of is connecting all of us and bringing us together. And like this is, yeah, I had a wonderful time talking to
And
you.
I
I'm
will
really,
bring you to Germany, I tell you.
yes, no, I really want to go. I really want to go. I'd caught the travel bug a while back, and so like I love traveling, so I would love to go.
That's good. I will bring you to Europe. I don't know in which way of vertical, but
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll talk to Candy Jar.
yeah, I have a kind of contact actually with them.
All right, we gotta use it. Let's
Yeah,
do it.
no, because they are the main problem here in Germany is if you are Google verticals and you are searching for articles in German, you don't find only
You don't
two,
find.
and that's it.
Okay.
Even if you want to get informations about this vertical stuff, it's really hard to get.
Okay.
So that's why Bianca, who runs the Ukrainian Actors and Actresses fandom, and Carmen, she is also from the media part here in Germany, and I are trying to get a great information platform for those people who want to know about vertical stuff. And Carmen already had some meetings with the production companies here
Oh,
also.
great. Oh, great. That's
As I
wonderful.
told you, we are on it. We are not talking about it. We are on it.
You guys are doing, yeah, putting your action. Yeah, I love it.
So, whenever I will call you or send you a message and say, Nick, it's time.
I'll be like, all right, I'm in.
You said, okay, well, when,
Where,
what?
when? I got my passport ready. I gotta get that renewed though. That expires next year, guys.
Next, when will it expire?
Next year. Next year.
Okay,
I got that. Yeah.
so we have to do it this year. Okay, I'm fine. I'm on it.
We
Thank
got
you
it.
so much. I wish
Sounds good.
you a lovely day.
Thank you. Yeah, I got yeah. Well, good night to you. The sun is shining here and setting,
Now
but
here it's nearly midnight, so
midnight, right?
I'm off for today.
Well, have a lovely rest of your evening, and thank you so much for spending this time with me. It's
I
great.
thank you, Nick. It was really a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.